This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Hopefully you guys have an outstanding Thanksgiving Day planned tomorrow. Get some family and friends around, eat some delicious food, watch some football. And we should point out that each and every one of you listening is something we're thankful for, because we get to keep doing something really cool. We've had a good run here.
It's all true.
3+ years, but we've been on a heater for a little while, and it's thanks to you guys listening to the show, interacting with us, social media, calling, what have you, spreading the word on the show. So thank you very much.
I agree with everything you just said. You make it possible for us to kind of do this. Otherwise, it's just two guys in a room talking to each other about sports, and that's weird.
Even our biggest troll, Chris in D.C., who's on the line now. I want to thank you, Chris, for being a part of the show. You're an important foil for us. What's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, Chris?
By the way, shocker, we didn't hear from Chris for 48 hours after a brilliant Kirk Cousins performance. How you doing, dude?
What's up, fellas? I'm not going to lie to you. I was disappointed, so I was not calling. But
what were you so disappointed by? Just the loss?
The loss, right?
Well, no, because, fellas, I'm a procedure guy. I don't know if you guys watched My Cousin Vinny, but I'm like the judge. I'm a procedure guy. And for us not to be able to attempt the field goal,
I get chaos. Yeah. There you go. I was wondering. So you're just going to ignore the first 59 minutes and just work your theory on the last couple plays. I get it. That makes sense. I was wondering what you would do, but now worrying only about the delay of game that the league said shouldn't have been called.
I love
the
Chamberlain Halep role, though, for Chris. I like that.
No reason to compliment him. He's being insane again. All right, what do you got, Chris?
Well, I expect the payback game. I want this for real, Josh, to be paid back for what happened last year. I want my pound of flesh. I don't believe in kicking a person when they're down. I believe in stomping them when they are down. The Giants are down. I want death and destruction. I want a 40 piece. I want to embarrass them. This should be NFC Player of the Week for Mr. Cousins. And if we get anything less than that, I will definitely be disappointed. I'm not going to lie to you, fellas.
Do you care that his best weapon, Chris Thompson, is out? That his starting offensive line will be without two pieces that are normally in front of him, that
no
he's
going to
be
Reed.
Handing off and getting pass protection from guys who have been on the team for 3 days and haven't practiced yet? The center has never snapped to him in a practice. Any of that care you're concerned about?
Well, you know, y'all know me. I'm a real individual. I hate putting people having your ice cream and cake eat it too. If Mr. Cousins performed well, we have to sit there and say you did a great job with all that being out. If he performs badly, then we have a built-in excuse. They're a bad team. Put them away. That's it.
I'm asking you, do you think it's more difficult to play well with all of the situations going on around him in terms of injury? Because if the answer is yes, then you should commend him when he plays well, and it is a reason, not an excuse, when he doesn't, correct?
Fair point, but at the same time, we're not playing the Patriots or the Steelers. We're playing the Giants.
They should win the game. I agree. The Giants have a pretty good defense.
And we should pay them back for what happened last year. I mean, I'm sorry. They're back in our house, and this is payback. And we cannot punish and destroy them. I'm going to be very upset because we are the better team. Period, in the story.
You want some revenge.
Thanks, buddy.
I get that. I get that feeling. I want some revenge, too.
I wonder what Chris thinks of Mr. McAdoo. I just like the idea of calling Ben McAdoo Mr. McAdoo, because he calls everyone Mr. You know, he's a big Mr. O'Brien guy in Houston. He's the best coach in the league, somehow underachieves every year. I wonder what he thinks of Mr. McAdoo.
Well, my favorite part of that was, look what Mr. O'Brien has done without certain weapons. Like, look at what he's done without Deshaun Watson. And, like, you can acknowledge that it's harder without good players, but I don't know. It never works here.
What I love about that call is he goes, yeah, they owe me after last week. Cousins just outperformed Drew Brees, dude. He's nominated for the Aaron Ground Player of the Week in the National Football League. Went for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, maybe at his best game as a Redskin. But now you get to, because of the end of the game sequence, on a delay of the intentional grounding probably shouldn't have happened. But it was a dumb play. Cousins made a bad play. But on that one play, in a game of 70 of them, now you say, oh, I'll chalk that up as a game he owes me for. Very convenient. So now he's coming off of a game, quote-unquote, he owes me for, when he just played one of his best games. Very interesting way of doing it. He is the best, and by the best, I mean so infuriating. Chris in D.C. is. Let's go to Tony in D.C. Hey, Tony.
It's Tony.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
I look for you guys, being the outlet that you have, to kind of lead these fans. Because a lot of these fans are just fans and really know not like a great deal about football. Like this, your last caller with this revenge game. At the end of the year, there's only one happy team, and that's the one who wins the Super Bowl. And what I want is another Super Bowl, and I want another Lombardi Trophy for the Washington Redskins. That's what I want at all costs.
Yep.
I don't care about revenge games. I don't care if you lose to Dallas twice a year if you win a Super Bowl that year. So at this point right now where we are, we should be more worried about focusing on why this organization has not signed Zach Brown and signed Swearinger to long-term deals at this point.
Well, Swearinger's under contract. He got a three-year deal.
But I think the point stands.
Right.
Big picture stuff.
We can't get to a Super Bowl this year with this organization. What I want is a good performance, no injuries, and a loss. Because we need draft picks. We don't need to win 8 games and be drafted number 25 when we need all of this help. It's obviously we're not going to spend the money. We're going to have to get a quarterback because it doesn't seem like this organization wants to pay Kirk Cousins. So us winning 8 games this year for bragging rights does nothing. But fans are still hollering, we need to win, we need to win. We need to turn to the 76ers at this point and trust the process.
I
love
the call,
man.
I actually think I'm like 95% on board with everything, except I don't believe in the idea that losing is ever good. I just don't think that that's the case. Now, I will say this. Everything else he said is correct. The higher they draft, probably the better for them. It does look like Kirk Cousins, maybe elsewhere because they're not going to pay him. I don't think that's a slam dunk. What they're going to do is they're going to transition tag him. He's going to be able to get a deal somewhere. If he signs that deal for less than we think that we're assuming he's going to, let's say it's $28 million, maybe you re-up with them right then and there. If it's closer to $30 million, maybe you don't. But if you're in the market for a quarterback, you're either going to have to – I would trade for a guy like an Alex Smith is what I would do. Go get a veteran or draft a guy in the first round. Like a Sam Darnold, probably going to be gone.
Right.
Josh Rosen, probably going to be gone. You want Lamar Jackson? I don't. I mean, I don't want to play that game with a guy who likes running all over the place. No, thank you. I want pocket passers who stand there and make big-time throws.
Yeah, Jackson's
in pro offense.
Incredible, but the rail-thin frame is what terrifies me about him. But let's get back to this one thing, though. Here's where losing can be good. And this you got to not have a couple dominoes to fall with me here. If an organization like the Redskins, who will do something where they win a meaningless game and see that's who we are, not this much bigger sample where we're not that good, right? If you end up with a nice little streak at the end of the year and you finish 7-9, let's say, they'll say, ha, we were only a couple players away. It's because of injuries. That's why we didn't compete, where they've got a lot of work to do. Even if they're healthy, even if everything is great, they're not quite ready to make that next step yet. So I think it leads to bad decisions sometimes. For so many years, this is what I faulted Ernie Grunfeld of the Wizards for, where he would say, when we're healthy, we're really good. Well, when is this big three going to be healthy? You know what I mean? And they capped that at 43, 44 wins instead of making the moves that needed to be made. It was always, well, we really believe in what we have, when what you have, A, isn't that great to begin with, but B, you had this built-in excuse. It can be good to make sure that the wrong decision doesn't get made, if that makes any sense.
That's a really bad reason to want them to lose because you don't trust the people. It's like when I say, I don't care if the Wizards have a draft pick because Ernie won't make the right one anyway. It's like you're trying to defend against ineptitude.
I would say
good,
you don't.
I promise you this: good teams don't do that.
Right, and they're not a good team. You don't get fooled into thinking something. You're not
to be a good team by being bad. By the way, their draft is going to partially be run by Doug Williams, the guy looking at all the quarterbacks. I was reading this big story about how they're scouting quarterbacks and they're sending Doug Williams all over the country. Good luck with that.
Yeah, terrifying.
With him being the guy making the decision on the next quarterback.
I just want them, for so many years they did this under Vinny, they always thought they were one player away. It was always the, let's trade the second round pick for, Mark Brunell. Let's trade for Adam Archuleta. Let's get Brandon Lloyd. They were never just one player away. They were a huge amount away. They needed the long-term thinking. They've done a better job of that of late. It really started when Shanahan came. I want them to continue to understand, hey, we're not a Jason Hatcher away or something like that.
I don't think they think they're a player
I just don't want them to get fooled into it. That's all.
Yeah.
So that's my point in general about losing can actually be beneficial.
Yeah, I'll never agree with that. But I think they are closer. And I think that keeping as much of the band together as possible is probably productive. Problem is they just have so many one-year deals. And again, the Cousins situation. If he's not here next year, then how close they are right now doesn't matter at all. Because you're going to be taking a huge step back. Grant and Danny on the Fan, 800-636-1067. You want to talk Redskins, Giants. We'll also get to our double play next, including a college coach with a hilarious answer about wedding planning in a press conference. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.